welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're going to pick up our study here in Mark chapter 1, verse number 23. Mark chapter 1, verse number 23. Jesus has gone to where Simon and Andrew and James and John were working, and he's called them to come and follow him. He's told them that he would make them fishers of men. He's going into the synagogue there in Capernaum, and he's taught, and everybody's marveled and astonished at his doctrine. There in the synagogue, as the Lord teaches, we see in verse number 23, and there was in their synagogue a man which with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. And so here is a man, he's got a devil within him, or a fallen angel. That's what the devils are, the demons are, is they're fallen angels, those angels that fell with Lucifer, fell with Satan, and they're working their mischief. It tells in the epistles to Timothy that it is so with those that are unsaved, that Satan can take them captive at his own will. Unless the Lord intervenes in the life of someone, a demonic possession is certainly possible. In our country and in our day, some would really scoff and mock that that could be the case, but it is very true. As our country becomes more and more wayward from the way of the Lord, from the directive of the Lord and His Word, and how we should obey our Lord, as we put God off, as we deny God as a nation, entrance to these demons and their wickedness is going to be more and more. If we don't, as a nation, if we don't want God involved in our nation as we have desired him to be, and as our forefathers certainly acknowledged the necessity of God being involved in our country, it'll open up the ability for these demons to come in and have reign within those that are without the Lord. No doubt in high office and high places, these demons certainly could be at work. And again, there are many that would just mock this to be the case, but it is true. And we see here this man, he cries out. What does he say? He cries out saying, verse number 24, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." See, the demons know exactly, the fallen angels know exactly who Jesus is. It's been commanded by the Father that all the angels should worship the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, as John declares. They are to worship him. And so they know him. And they say here where he's from, Jesus of Nazareth, he says, "I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." The Holy One, a name of the Lord Jesus of God. You're of God, the demon declares. And this man cries out because of this unclean spirit that is within him. He knows who the Lord Jesus is. He asks a question here. He says, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee?" In other accounts in the scripture, it's declared that the demons would cry out and say, "Are you come to torment us before the time?" See, Jesus not only is Savior, but he's the judge. And he's the judge of all things. And of every creature that has been created. Mankind and the angelic beings, all those that the Lord has given reason and ability to fellowship and serve the Lord. And he is going to, there's a promise in the scripture that the lake of fire has been created for the devil and his angels. And they know that Jesus is going to come and he's going to destroy them. He's going to judge them. He's going to cast them into the lake of fire. They know that that is the case. And at the advent of the Lord Jesus Christ and his incarnation and coming to the earth, and these demons on the earth working their wickedness and possessing of men, as this unclean spirit had possessed this man, they reason, are you come to destroy us before the time? Is it, you've declared the time that it will be, are you come to destroy us before that? It says, I know who you are. We know. I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God. See, many people today say, well, I believe in God. Well, see, it's not just enough. Salvation of the soul is not accomplished but just by just believing in God. The devils, James tells us, they believe and they tremble. It's not just to believe that God is there. But salvation comes by repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. To admit before God that you're a sinner and that you need the Lord, his vicarious death, that he died for you, to believe that he died for you and was buried for you and rose again for you because you need it. Without him doing so, you are without hope. Faith in the Lord Jesus, not just a faith of knowing that Jesus is there and shows Jesus is real, but faith in him as Savior, the Savior of your soul. He declares this openly, unclean spirit does. And it says in verse 25, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. So Jesus declares to him, says, be quiet, don't say another word, and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit, verse 26, had torn him, it really wrenched his body, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And so he could do nothing but obey the Lord, because he is God. And they were all amazed in so much that they questioned among themselves, verse 27, saying, what thing is this, and what new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And so as they looked on there in the synagogue, this man coming in amongst them with this unclean spirit, Jesus says, don't say a word more, and come out of him. And the spirit, the unclean spirit, tears the man. He just wrenches the man, but does and cries and comes out of him. Relinquishes control because he can do none else at the command of the Lord Jesus. The people that are there and see it are amazed. They knew, they understood that it was an unclean spirit that was within the man. And they knew, and it was manifested, that unclean spirit obeyed the Lord and did come out of him. He says, what is this? What is this that we have seen today? And so they tell and they spread the news about the great working of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why is it that Jesus told that unclean spirit or that devil, that demon, that fallen angel to hold his peace, to not say anything? Well, I believe that the reason for that is that the Lord Jesus, the whole thing about the working of God is that God's word, those things that God has spoken amongst mankind for the sake of mankind, to the honor and glory and praise of God, it is God's design that mankind hear, hearken, the meaning hearing and obeying what the Lord has said. To hearken to what the Lord has said. To hear him, and not just hear, but to obey. That's the design of the Lord. The Lord is not going to have a witness from those beings that are over on the other side, if you will. Those beings that, in a sense, if you will, live in eternity, or are able to see the throne room of God and the dwelling of God. The Lord is not going to have a witness from there amongst mankind. the Lord Jesus indeed came doing the miracles, that it might be known that he came and he has the ability to forgive sins and to save. But the witness and testimony that the Lord's design is that men hear and believe the Lord, that they hear and believe with the heart, that they trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that they repent before God and believe what he says about us, that it's true, not for us corporately, but that it's true for us individually, that you're the sinner and that you need to be saved, and by Jesus Christ is the only way by which you can be saved. And so this unclean spirit comes out of the man at the command of the Lord, and his fame is spread abroad indeed. In verse 29, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. And so they go to Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And anon they tell him of her, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. So as they left the synagogue, they go, and the Lord Jesus goes home with Simon and Andrew, and Simon's wife's mother, his mother-in-law, has got a fever, and she's laid up with that. And as they're there visiting going through the course of the day or the morning or whatever it was, they tell him that, oh, Peter's wife's mom's not feeling good, and she's in there sick. She's got a bad fever, and she's really down with it. And it says there, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. The Lord Jesus just went in and grabbed her by the hand and lifted her up and said, you're healed. And you know what? She was healed. That fever left her, and she was strengthened so much so, not healed, but left weak. But even in that, in the Lord healing her of the fever, he strengthened her. And I would imagine she had never felt better than when the Lord Jesus had done so with her. How about you? Do you need the touch of the Lord? Are you a sinner? Do you see yourself as a sinner that you are, that God declares that you are? Do you need the touch of the Lord upon you to heal you, to forgive you of your sins, to grant unto you everlasting life? You need to realize that you're the sinner that needs saving. Not your parents, not your brothers and sisters, not your best friends, or your neighbors, not your enemies, that they need to be saved more than I do, but that you need to be saved, that you're the sinner that is in need of salvation by the Lord Jesus. Repent of your sins and trust in him. Oh, he is a trustable Savior. To believe in his death, his burial, his resurrection for the salvation of your soul. There's power. There's power in the Lord Jesus Christ. Power to save from sin. We point you to him, and may the Lord bless his word. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.